Hi everyone, what's up? It is me, Leray, your host, your favorite creator, influencer, songwriter, actor, musician, here with
Noah Beck.
What do you do?
Give
us
a
rundown. Yeah, what does Noah Beck do?
You know, I've been working on that. I'm working on trying to like really have that title for myself, you know? Right now I'm kind of just like a creator.
Mm-hmm. I think you're more than a creator. I think you're like a fashion icon, you know?
Really?
Let's hype up Friend real quick. Talk about your venturing into the fashion world that you are doing.
I'm trying to be on fucking Paris Fashion Week, and here I am.
Dress better.
Babe, you wear a hoodie and pants.
When was the last time I wore a hoodie and pants?
Literally on TikTok. Wear a crew neck and pants. I just saw it. The blue Ami Paris.
It's a turtleneck.
Ooh. Straight men wear a turtleneck and call themselves fashion icons. Bitch, sit down. Sit down.
You called me. I didn't.
You know what? I'm not even gonna come for you.
Okay.
Because
What's the show about?
I would say it's just our dynamic. Mm-hmm. Didn't you agree? We have a great dynamic. I'm a Cancer. He's a Taurus, which means we get along. What's wrong with being a Cancer and a Taurus?
You're just crazy.
I'm crazy.
What month we were born in does not determine our personality.
Yes, it does. Let me give you an example. Are you stubborn?
No.
Tauruses are
I try not to be. I've been stubborn in my life, but I work on it. You know, it's something you can work
on. Yeah,
but
you're stubborn. Yes or no?
Everyone is stubborn.
No.
Like, I feel like everyone has their own kind
of
stubbornness.
Are you stubborn?
You're being stubborn right now.
You're being stubborn because you answer the question. Are you stubborn?
I'm working on not being stubborn.
Now, are you hard-headed? Absolutely he is. Now, my last question is, do you have a heart? Are you caring?
Of course.
No. Huh?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, you are such a Taurus. You literally are the biggest Taurus I've ever met in my life. And my best friend Issa is a Taurus. So I know what a Taurus looks like. And I'm a Cancer. And we get along very well. The only thing I will say is, what do you mean I'm crazy?
You're
gaslighting me. Oh my God, you're gaslighting me so bad.
I want to believe in it so bad because zodiac stuff is like so cool. And like astrology is actually like interesting.
It's quite fascinating. Yeah.
But there are some people that are like too into it. And it's like, it's kind of like their personality.
Aries. Stay away from them. If you come. Bitch, I'm not an Aries.
I don't care what you are, but you're.
Oh, you. So you think
you love yourself? Whenever whenever you just like fuck up, you're always like, oh, sorry, I'm an Aries, like or whatever
cancer.
You are.
You're
a Cancer.
I'm a
Yeah.
Because Cancers are fucked up. Like Tana Mongeau's a Cancer.
Like you'll kill someone and you'll be like, ah, sorry, I'm a Cancer.
Well, duh. Gatekeep, gaslight.
Yeah.
Cancers are the most toxic fucking signs in the entire planet. Like we're so toxic, but we're amazing because we love people. Tell me I'm not caring.
I feel like you can just be a caring person.
Well,
like it doesn't matter like what month you're born.
You just boost my ego a little bit. Do you think I'm an amazing person?
You're an interesting person. I think you're great in some ways.
You can't just sit here and say that I'm a great person.
You're a great person.
Describe how. Like what do I do that's great? Come on. Let me hear it.
You're great at like flaking.
What?
You're really good at
Maxwell, get your client. Breach the contract. I just need you to just say these one thing so I can get into the next topic.
We didn't even cover what the show's about.
Well, that's what I was gonna get
into.
I think you guys are kind of getting
a little taste of what it's about. It's basically put a sock in. It's just us arguing for however long this episode's gonna be.
I don't think we argue. I think we just disagree.
It's like nice though, because it's like kind of hearing from a different perspective of like someone who's like smart and educated, and then like hearing the perspective of someone who's like not, and like you kind of start to like
cute.
Cute.
I love seeing straight men just.
What does this have to do with me?
No, it's like I thought straight men were already. You already have a struggle, which is being straight. It's a struggle, and now
it's an illness.
Being delusional, being delusional. It's just let's pray for Noah. Let's get him some help because.
Right.
Wow, that poor brain of yours. It's crazy up there, isn't it?
I can't wait for the Secret Saboteur to come out because you're insane. On it.
Don't talk about that.
You're insane on it. No, we both got played.
Anyways, back on the topic. This show is basically about me and Noah. I think a lot of people like our friendships because one, it's really not every day you see a straight man and a gay man getting along the way we do. Why'd you laugh at that? It's the truth. It's literally the truth.
We're just two guys, you know.
You're right. Let me not even throw away our sexuality. It's just you never seen two guys get along the way we do.
That's
one being masculine, one being very feminine. Bitch, do you not see the fucking sides we're on?
I understand.
Oh, it's like a fucking, what are those parties when they have like the baby release? What is it? The gender reveal? It's giving gender reveal. It's giving. Anyways. So that's basically the show about us talking about topics, us getting into our friendships, our personal lives, and us honestly just...
Also interacting with you guys. I think we're going to try to find a lot of ways to bring in fan input, fan confessions. And yeah, it's going to be fun. We're definitely going to try to build that relationship with you guys a bit more. And not only that, we're going to bring in some guests and we're going to...
Some guests.
Yeah.
I don't know who the guest is.
We don't know, but whoever wants to come on, you know, just hit us up.
Not everyone. Everyone? Yeah.
Not everyone.
Now, I want to check in on you. How are you? What's new with Novak? Even though you don't like to talk about yourself, I guess. Wait, do you? I feel like you do like to talk about yourself a lot.
No.
Yes, you do.
Not.
Okay, then how are you? What's new with you? How are you feeling?
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
Been all right.
You've been all right?
I'm working a lot, which is good.
Yeah. I mean, as you
not said. As like a, not as a distraction or anything from like my problems, but like, yeah, no, I've been working.
Do you think you're mentally like stable? Like, are you?
I try to be.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And this is all, with all due respect. Don't take this any offense.
Okay, you're just adding to it. Whatever you're about to say right now can't be good because of what you.
No, like when you look in the mirror, right?
Right.
Would you consider yourself a sociopath?
A sociopath?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all? Okay, thank God. That now leading to my next segue is... You lived with Bryce Hall.
Is he on?
No, it's just... This is the question I've been dying to ask you, and this is just the perfect time to do it.
Right.
Is living with such a crazy entity, do you think that affected you mentally? Like, just the parties and, like, stuff? And, like... Because, like, I would have died mentally.
With I don't know respect. If, with all due respect, of course. No, I think living in Sway for around a year definitely taught me things about myself. But not only that, like, I don't know, for the most part, like, when they had, like, I'm not a huge party guy, you know that. Like, don't catch me ever out at parties,
pussy.
Really. Right. but no, luckily, I had, obviously, I would go to Dixie's most of the time. Like, I would rarely sleep at my place at Sway just because there would oftentimes be a party going on there. And if there was, I've had bad experiences when I've been like sleeping there. Yeah. And then like people coming in and being like, oh, sorry, like waking me up at like 4 a.m. And it's just like, not only that, like when I'm not, it sucks because it's like, well, do I want to sleep at my place while there's a party so I can like protect stuff in my room because I don't have like a lock on my door?
Because I'm not going to lie, Noah. And this is just me being honest because I'm a Cancer. I did go to Bryce Hall's party one time, and I did go to your room when you weren't there, and I did use your cologne. And I just took a shit in your bathroom.
There I said it.
There I said it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's been times where I'm like, when I was in that situation, I was like conflicted on whether or not it would be a better situation for me to go and like leave and go to Dixie's and kind of just like spend the night there or stay at my place to like protect everything in my room, but at the same time, like, things would happen either way. Like, if I'm there, people would come in and be like disrespectful about it, or if I didn't sleep there, I would come back to my room. Like, I would come back the next morning after like I work out or something at like 11 a.m., 10 a.m., and there would still be people like in my bed, like sleeping.
Wait
there.
A minute, people slept in your bed
multiple times.
Hold
like,
on. Wait,
I would come back to people in my bed. I'm like. Like
random people.
Like,
you're lying.
There has never been a time where I've known who's sleeping. Like, that's a different story. Like, if I came back and literally, like, Josh was sleeping there, I'd be like,
okay.
Oh, what's up, Josh? Probably dab him up a little.
It's like Haley from TikTok. Like, you never seen Haley from TikTok. You don't even know. It's an example. Wait, so you're telling me that he, like, let. Well, not Bryce, but
no,
like.
No. This wasn't, like, this isn't on anyone. No, yeah. This is just.
But, like, people have the audacity to just sleep in your bed.
I've never been a, like, I don't mind a good, like, I don't mind a party, like, great, like, I'll go out, have fun, fine. Yeah. But, like, when parties become, like, overkill in terms of, like, I'm, like, an early bird. Like, I like being productive in the morning, getting stuff done, and then having the day to, like, do stuff. Mm-hmm. But, so I've never really found the idea of, like, staying up till 3, 4 a.m. has, like, ever been, like, something that's been of interest of mine. But when I would come home and see people in my... And it's, like, it's not anything against anyone who was throwing the parties at Sway. It was more just, like, if you want a party, like, I've never like understood the idea of having parties like at your place. Like nothing ever good comes out of it.
Never.
Like if you want a party, go to a club. Or go to a different party, you know? And then I would come back and there'd be people in my bed and I'm like, and then guys, can y'all get out? Like I'd be try to be nice about it. I'm like, please, like just get out. And they're like, really, yeah, sorry about that, bro. And I'm just like, it's all right, just get out. And like sorry. And then Blake one time had a bad experience with someone. I'll let your mind kind of go wherever it wants with this, but one time Blake went home because he was kind of in the same boat. Like as soon as he started dating Amelie, like he stopped partying as much. Like he stopped, you know, he really just wanted to like hang out with Amelie. And so he spent the night with Amelie one night and he came back and there was like in his sink, a razor and like hair all over the place. And
someone shaved their balls in Blake Ray's room.
Right? That's immediately what you think. And like, I don't know, that's what I'm going with. I don't think anyone went in there and was like, oh, I need to clean up my beard. And like, I don't think anyone's rocking them, you know?
These fucking TikTok bitches are crazy. It's imagine crazy. Coming back to your house and you have someone nutsack hair on your fucking sink.
Yeah. No, so that's kind of just like why Blake and I were like pretty careful with who we like handpicked to like live in this next house with us. Because we were like, we don't want any part of that. We have no problem with people who do like to like party and all that stuff. Yeah. And like not when I say party, it's like I enjoy a good party. However, I'm not doing it that often and like I didn't want to. So
I mean partying is fun and all, but like I feel like it's the same thing of people just standing still and just talking to people.
Like, yeah, no, I enjoy like a dinner with like close friends or like a game night, you know, like you genuine have an conversation. Mentality. Well, it's not even just adult. It's more just like
you're just mature. You're not like every other TikTok boy just wanting to party and like fuck off in a sense.
But yeah, that's why with choosing this like the house that we're in now, it's kind of it's been nice because we all kind of agreed like none of us are really like partiers or anything like that, and we're all very good roommates. We're all tidy. We check up on each other. Nice. And like if we ever do find that need to like or that I don't know, it's not even a need. It's just like I want to have fun tonight. I want to go party. Like
yeah.
Then go to a party, you know? And, like, there's been multiple times where, like, we, like, people have gone their different ways, like, at the house, but we've never had anything at our house, really. We have, like, game nights occasionally.
It's so cute.
And those can get a little rowdy, but, no, I'm just kidding. God. But, yeah, it's a...
Not game night. It's giving cocktails.
Game nights are fun.
I have game... Well, I used to have game nights.
They're
like
super
fun. Like, a month ago with Nailea and Antonio and Maria. But...
What games did y'all play?
We played Uno. We played Monopoly, but that shit is so lame.
Monopoly?
If you're an adult playing Monopoly, get a therapist. There, I said it.
Those games can take like 4 or 5 hours.
It takes too long.
Yeah.
Oh, we love to play Super Smash and stuff. That's pretty much it. But I feel like that's just me and my friends. Like, we just like to chill at home. We go out, though. I'm not going to lie. You know, you can take the hood out the girl, but you can't take the girl out the hood. Wait, did I say that right? Shit. Anyways, I used to party a lot when I was a child.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, that's just the mentality that I have. So, like,
yeah, and there's, like, nothing wrong with it. Like, it's just not what I do, so I didn't want to be around it that
long. Yeah.
Like, at the old house, it was literally just me, Blake, and Bryce, and then, like, J-Rod and Warren. Like, it was more just getting away from that because it's not, like, my ideal. Wait, what about you? How's your new house? Is it, like, public where you live now and, like, who you live with?
It's public who I live with, but no one knows where I live.
Oh, well, yeah.
But I live with Mario.
Why don't you share your address with everyone?
Yeah, it's one.
So you're just living with Mario?
No, Mario, Issa, and Greg, my manager. Greg stays here when he comes to LA to take care of me. He's like a father figure type thing.
Gotcha.
Issa's my best friend. He just moved back in. And Mario is like my cleaning lady. I'm just kidding. Imagine. No, he's a sweetheart. They're both amazing. I feel like when Issa did leave, like back home, and I was just like, going out all the time because like that like we were so close, so like imagine like that technically like your brother leaving and like you're just like, oh, like, well, let me go find something to replace that with. So I was doing that by like hanging out with so many strangers and stuff and just going to parties, and then now he's back. I hang out with him almost 24/7 a day. He'll walk away from me for 5 seconds. I'm like, where the fuck are you going? I think I have an attachment issue, but everything's great. Like, the house is amazing. We're all staying, like, it's the vibes are great. I feel mentally awesome. Happy.
That's good.
So yeah, it's pretty chill. I might do coke later, imagine.
All right, guys, so we're going to cut to a quick little ad break, but when we come back, we got a new little segment for you guys.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
All right, guys, so we're back from the break.
You can't take my line.
We're going to jump right into it with our new segment.
Okay, guys, so we're back from our break, and we're going to jump back into our new segment, which is Confessions.
Yeah, we haven't really come up for a name. If y'all want to help us name it, that'd be great after this episode comes out. Prior to this podcast, I put out a little tweet on Twitter, and I basically shared our hotline. I said, Larry and I are up to something. Share your juiciest confessions, and I think we found some pretty interesting ones. And yeah, we're going to listen to them, and then we're basically just going to give our feedback. I didn't give much direction, so this can go anywhere. Like,
anywhere.
I don't know if they're going to be like asking
murder
for advice.
Confession?
Yeah, no, yeah, or it's just going to be straight like...
Or like her dirtiest secrets.
Yeah, and then we're just supposed to be like...
Let's cue some. I want
to
hear
it'll be
some
fun, like being able to like answer, but also
spin the
just,
beat. Drop yeah. the fucking beat.
So this is the story of my very first kiss. When I was 12, I had my first kiss with this boy that I had a
12.
Really big crush on. My friend set up a spin the bottle game. And of course, the bottle
Classic.
Ended on him.
Classic.
And I was very excited. I had very the high expectations. And we go in to kiss. And... our mouths get close to each other, and before lips
should.
Even touch, his tongue is down my throat. And it was, I just let it happen for like 2 seconds, and then I like push him away, and I'm like, hold on, like, let me catch my breath. Like, I don't think he realized it was my first kiss. It's like, let me catch my breath. Like, maybe I'm the one in the wrong.
Oh, maybe it was his first
and
too.
We go in again, and just immediately again, tongue down the throat.
Oh
and
God.
It just, my first kiss was basically. A
tongue down your throat.
Traumatized.
Washing machine. It was disgusting.
Oh
and
God.
I'm still traumatized to this day.
That would be super.
PTSD.
Wow.
Oh, so that was okay. It almost felt like we were talking to her. Like I wanted to ask her. Like
I have multiple questions. Why are you kissing people at 12 when I was 12? I was
okay. Yeah,
Legos.
Run through your bullet points of what we just heard.
Were you kissing people at 12? Because I know I wasn't.
I mean, probably.
What the fuck?
12 years old, like, you've never, like, I wasn't, like, making out and, like, but.
Apparently, all you 12-year-olds, I did not know that's what
12-year-olds
did. You
didn't play Spin the Bottle when you were in
No, bitch,
fifth
I was
grade.
Playing Pokemon like the normal 12-year-old that I was. My parents were strict. I didn't have, it's the white kids. The white kids have way too much freedom.
Crazy.
No, Caucasian parents, you must control your kids because look at this animal talking about kissing at 12 while I was stuck playing Pokemon. I wanted to be getting dirty and nasty when I was 12, but I couldn't because I had strict parents. Anyways.
Stop hitting the freaking
I'm sorry. I'm
yeah,
passionate. I'm a passionate person.
I have strict parents as well, but it's like when
right,
you hang out.
Right.
Even at school, you never like snuck something at school.
I was in literal, I went to, what is Catholic school?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he stuck your tongue down your throat, or he stuck his tongue down your throat, and you went back for round two. That's my main that's a red flag for
I mean,
me.
Okay. So initially, like, if I'm really getting picky here and if I'm really like, yeah, at 12 years old, like, I mean, if that happens now and you don't like the way someone kisses or if you don't like the way someone does something, just be honest with them.
Oh,
like,
for sure, yeah.
Be like, hey, maybe less tongue, you know? But I feel like at 12, I don't know if that was like communicated across the right way. Like, I don't, I we didn't hear.
I'm just sitting here. Hey. Less tongue. Like, I don't think she's going to stop me kissing me like, hey, less tongue. I think next time this happens, you most definitely should excuse yourself from the situation. And you should not be kissing.
But she really liked him. Like, she was his crush. Or...
Okay. You know, let me put myself in her shoes.
He was her crush.
Yeah.
Her crush.
If you liked him, I get that. Maybe wait next time until you're 13. Maybe 14.
You're telling me if you had the chance right then and there to kiss the person you were crushing on...
I don't think I would know if I had a kiss when I was 12 years old.
That's what they're struggling with right now. You think they didn't?
Apparently not. He's fucking
exactly.
tongue dipping her.
But
so.
If you had that moment, like if you had the opportunity to be like, hey, I really like you. Like, yeah, I want to kiss you right now. Like,
you know, we're really sticking on this topic of 12-year-olds kissing. Let's
yeah, it's a bit
on.
Disturbing.
Yeah,
but
let's
I mean,
move on. Don't kiss until you're married.
No, moral of the story is just be honest with your partner.
Or if you're underage, even if don't kiss, you'll
okay,
die.
Okay, they were both. I mean, she didn't tell us his age, but I'm assuming that they were in the same grade.
If my kids will not be kissing at 12 years old, I'll put a muzzle on their asses before then.
I heard that, or not? I'm not heard. This is like, it's not even like a study. It's just what I know with my friends. Usually, the more strict the parents, the more rebellious the kids are gonna want to be. So yeah, exactly. So. Be strict with your kids. I promise you they'll be kissing at 12.
No, my kids, I won't be strict with them. I'll let them do. I want my kids to live their best life. I just want them to be, you know, I don't want them to.
Well-mannered, of course.
Well-mannered and respected. Not end up like some of your friends. Like, I want them to just. Let's move on to the next one.
Would you be proud if they ended up like you?
Absolutely. I'm an amazing human being.
You got so.
Absolutely. I think I'm great.
Yeah.
Mentally, no. No, mentally. My kids ended up like me mentally. I think I would have to shoot them. I would have to put them down. Moving on to the next one. Yeah, let's do the next one, please.
So we were passing notes in class, and he passed me a note saying, do you want to be my girlfriend? And I said yes. But in real life, I didn't want to. I just didn't want to hurt his feelings.
It's a tricky situation. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so... Has anything like this ever happened to you? You're just such a heartbreaker, right? Like, people just wanted you left and right, and you had to be like, I don't want to hurt your feelings.
No, I just know. Imagine being in her shoes where you're such a kind person that you just don't want to break someone's heart. I know how that feels.
Do you?
I do.
Right.
Not right.
No, that's a...
Damn.
That's an interesting one.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing hurts more than leading someone on. And honesty heals way better than lying.
Which one are you looking at?
Camera.
Your camera? Okay.
Yeah. I will tell you, my best advice to you is tell him honestly that, you know, hey, we could be friends. I don't feel the same way. Because leading him on is going to break him way more. And I think he should be honest. That's what he deserves, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to really analyze the situation.
But she's
here.
A girl boss. She said, you know what? I'm sorry. Get this table away from me.
No, it's a tricky one because it's like, I mean, at the end of the day, you just got to be honest, like the past situation with the tongue, like, hey, hold the tongue, you know?
Not hold the tongue.
But in this case, it's like.
What would you do? Have you ever let.
If someone passed me a note.
Have you ever let someone on? For sure.
You didn't even.
You know, I can just look.
Do you think I've been in a situation like this?
Absolutely.
Though?
You're too nice that if someone told you that they had a crush on you, you'd be like, aw, and then you would still give them attention.
No.
You wouldn't? You've never.
Well, I would like. I'm not perfect. I would probably like entertain it for a little bit.
Yeah, you would.
No, I don't know. I think.
For sure.
I'm honest. I'm very honest.
You would send her good morning texts.
You're crazy.
No, you're crazy.
I would only do that to... If I...
Liar.
No.
Now you're thinking about it, so you're like,
no, I'm trying to think. If, like, I was ever in this kind of situation. No, I don't think I've ever led anyone on like that. If someone passed me a note and they said, do you want to be my girlfriend? I would send it back and be like, I would be like really kind about it. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I just don't feel that way. Like, well, yeah. It also depends what grade they were in. Like,
yeah, she's probably like in preschool.
Well, in that
girl,
case.
Go watch JoJo Siwa. Go watch JoJo Siwa, girl. I'm just kidding.
For our podcast.
Oh, okay, friend. Look at you. Hey, found it. Next one, please.
One embarrassing confession I have. Is that I used to eat toilet paper. Like, I used to full on eat it and I used to enjoy it.
I relate.
Now, wait, hold on.
When I look back to it, I'm like, was I insane?
Yeah. No, 100%.
No. Don't judge her for being herself.
Oh.
As a person who used,
I wanna,
person from the toilet community, toilet paper community.
Okay, yeah, this is interesting because, like how we touched on in the beginning, like seeing the two different perspectives of someone that's like, well-rounded and like try to be centered.
Very well-rounded.
You,
yes.
On the other hand, can relate to someone eating toilet paper. I love this. Like, tell me.
Now you're treating me like I am an abomination.
Tell me what it's like. Tell me what it's like to eat.
Listen.
Was it for the taste? Was it?
All of my people from the toilet eating paper community, I hear you. I see you. My friend Noah Beck here is closed-minded and honestly ignorant. And I'm sorry.
I'm just discriminating.
As a child who dealt with anxiety, eating toilet paper was a coping mechanism.
Go eat a chip. Like...
Okay, you know what?
What was it for? Why?
No,
like,
I would actually eat paper too. In high school, I would literally eat paper.
Okay, let's say you're sitting on the toilet and you're just like taking a shit.
Yeah, I would eat it. Not the shit, the toilet paper. But that's when I was a kid. I haven't done that recently. I used to eat ants too, but that's just a confession.
What is?
Bitch, I'm just different. You host can't relate. They are fucking sick.
You're so quirky. Okay.
What do you do that's crazy? You think you're perfect, all-American, football-playing boy?
Very far from perfect, but I honestly can say I don't think I've ever...
Wiped.
eaten toilet paper.
I know you.
Oh, you're a big child.
I'm sorry. That was childish. That was funny for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was... Yes, yeah, I really don't have much to say on that one. You can...
You're not weird. Yes. We do things in the past. Let's move forward. Don't eat toilet paper because it's not good for your digestive system. Let's move forward now.
Yeah, it's probably not, doesn't have the most nutrients in it.
But you know what does? You know
what?
Chicken, bitch. What the fuck are you gonna say? All
right, guys, we're going to take a quick little ad break, but we will return with this segment when we come back.
Bye.
Hello. What's up, guys? We're back.
Hello.
All right, so apparently there's been some new... messages, confessions that have come in, mm-hmm. and we haven't heard these ones yet. So this is going to be a complete blind reaction. Let's hear it.
Hi, guys. I'm a really big fan of you both.
Hello.
I have a funny story. So one day I had a job interview and I was all in interview clothes and I had really uncomfortable boots on and I walked home from my interview to my friend's apartment and I couldn't walk in my boots anymore because they were really uncomfortable. And I asked my friend, could I borrow some shoes of hers? Mm-hmm. And she gave me a new pair of shoes.
What a great friend.
That she had just bought. So then we both went out to a bar and we both got really, really drunk on student cocktails. And
love her accent,
we
by
ended
the way.
Up getting a bike, like cycling us to a nightclub, trying to get into a nightclub because we were so drunk out of it. And basically we couldn't get in because the line was too long and there was no toilet near. And I accidentally peed on her new shoes. So yeah, safe to say I didn't give her back those shoes and we're still best friends now, thank God. But yeah, I feel really bad. I texted her the next day and let her know that I couldn't give her back her shoes because I kind of peed in them. But yeah, hope he's got a giggle. Anyway, thanks, bye.
I love your accent and I want to be your friend, but like, girl, why are you pissing on shoes?
She's a great storyteller. I was engaged the whole time. Like, I don't think she was like
rating her story.
I don't think she should have. She said, "Luckily, we're still best friends." I don't think you should have to worry. Like, would you, if you ruin a friendship over someone pissing on your shoes?
Absolutely not.
You're a cancer.
What does that have to do with me and some shoes?
Oh, you're crazy.
Anyways, love the story.
That's funny. I wonder how it, what, like, were you just like in line or were you just like,
good question.
I don't know. Did you squat? Like, I'm curious as to how you pissed on her shoes.
Piss on the shoes. I guess I'll just piss on the floor. Have you ever seen that video?
No.
You're a loser. Okay, guys, so I have ADHD and I feel like moving on to the next segment, if that's okay with you guys. Thank you so much for all your amazing calls and your confessions. Please don't piss on the floor and don't kiss anybody when you're 12. This is going to be a reoccurring segment on our lovely podcast, so yeah. Make sure you always look out for those numbers or tweets or Instagram posts.
Definitely.
Because we'll be tweeting, Instagram posting, and numbering.
Yeah, I'm sure eventually when we get in the groove of this, we'll have like a set day of and like time of when we'll mm-hmm. post those. But obviously you got like a little snippet of how this is supposed to work. But I don't know. Hit us with some like questions.
You
know, like
tell us some crazy stuff.
Yeah, make it juicier. And like not only that, but like, yeah, if you need like, if you want advice from Larry and I know we're probably not you'll get two very different perspectives. So I think that could be very beneficial to you. But if yeah, if you want some advice, hit us up with anything. But
please.
Yeah. That being said, without further ado, I think we'll move on to our next segment.
Are we like in sync? So we each get three questions to ask each other, right?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? Because you're not giving me the full attention that I need. Hey, Noah.
What's up?
Can I get a new fucking partner? We get each other three questions that we can ask each other. Okay. Anything we want. And if the other person doesn't want to answer it, you have to tweet something from what the other person wants you to tweet. So that's three tweets that you got to go down with. Or
what if I answer everything?
Then you answer everything.
T. Okay.
T. Let's do it. Go.
No, you set the tone. No, you go first. No, I don't want to like
rock, paper,
set
scissors.
The bar in a
rock,
weird
paper,
way.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, we do shoot?
Yeah. You knew that. Don't even rock.
I had this on scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. And I went like this. Okay, on shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, you cheated. No, because you literally knew what I was going to do because I did it one more time.
I didn't know you were going to do the same thing twice.
You're crazy.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, my God. Wait, What's going on?
Ask me. Go.
Okay. This is good. I'm feeling crazy. What's the biggest fight you and Dixie had, and what caused it, and why? Either you answer or you let me tweet.
Why don't you like
shut up?
Ask me questions about me. It's always gonna be about relationships, huh? Because you know that's like the only thing I won't talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, I'm passing the phone.
No. I'm trying to think if I can like loophole around this. Yeah, it's not worth it. All right, what do you want me to tweet? Don't be crazy. Don't say anything.
My balls are on fire. Tweet, my balls are on fire.
Actually,
but spell balls with BALLZ. I love this game.
I
made this game for my best benefit, to be quite honest.
It already has 10 retweets and like 170 likes.
As you should.
People are gonna think I have like STDs.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's giving chlamydia, huh?
Someone said, "Oh God, hi bestie, what have you done?" Noah, phone now. What the hell?
You're done.
Imagine I get on trending because my balls are on fire.
Exactly.
Okay. Honestly, who is one person in LA that you hate?
Like, I don't hate nobody.
Okay, but if you like,
if I saw them, want to run them over?
Yeah.
I don't hate nobody, and I don't think I would.
Okay. Yeah.
You're getting hostile. Calm down. It's a white rage for me.
Oh, you're crazy.
I don't hate nobody, but if I were to run somebody over, it would have to be. Oh, shit.
Say it.
You're good.
You got me. It's like one of those where it's like.
You got me in some bullshit. I'm going to say.
We could honestly, I mean.
I'm going to say Jake Paul. I don't hate him.
That's fair.
Yeah, but just, he's a crazy boy.
Yeah, but you do have to respect him. He's very good at what he does.
I respect Logan for sure. I don't know Jake well.
Oh.
But like, he looked like a fun person to hit. I don't know why. I think it'll be silly to run him over. Jake, please don't be my ass. If you see this, please don't try to fight me.
Okay, fair. All right.
My turn.
Go.
Since you want to get crazy.
Let's get crazy. Just stop asking about my relationship.
I'm not gonna ask about your relationship. I'll ask about you.
You did.
Let me get into you.
Get into me.
Do you shave your butthole?
Is that your question?
Yeah.
Like that's your question?
I just feel like asking it. I feel like you're the type to shave your butthole.
Oh, you're.
Why are you turning red?
You're weird.
Oh, she's redder than a fucking cherry.
Let's just say I take care of myself.
Done. I don't. Bitch, I actually have never seen a person get red in real life. Like, you were turning red.
That probably was like one of the only things that just caught me so off guard.
I know. I wanted to really get you out of your element. Did it work?
I guess. But yeah, no, I take care of myself.
Period. Do you use Nair? Wait, that's, I already asked my question. It's your turn.
I don't want that to be your next question, though. But so, no, I don't use Nair. That
don't use like, Nair, because I used it on my legs once, and I got, like, a chemical.
You know, Bryce used it on his chest before, and it, like, actually worked for him, but then he started getting, like, reactions, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, mine's like I had, like, eczema.
Like, no offense, Nair, but.
Honestly, all offense. Y'all fucked my skin. I had a sneaky link that day. It was Brady. Just kidding. Okay, your turn.
Oh, you had a sneaky link?
It was Brady.
Oh.
This is when he first came to LA for when I moved. And I was like trying to like, you know, I was trying to get ready.
Yeah.
So I used Nair and then I had a chemical burn and I was so embarrassed. I have to pick.
Do you not try to get ready for him now? Like, are you the type to like stop giving,
oh, no, not at all.
Stop
I get
giving
ready
effort?
For, no, I'm.
Oh, you're a chaser. No. Like, you love the chase. And
I don't
you,
need chasers when I drink.
You're, that's like, you're so quirky. That was
is that your question?
No, that was my question.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. I'm sorry. This is hard. Because I'm trying to like do ones that are not too invasive. Okay, you want to play that way?
Are you still
What's
thinking?
Your body count?
Huh? What did you just ask me?
What's your body count?
I've never killed nobody. Period. I've never murdered. Never done such a thing. But my body count's two. What it is. It is.
You're telling me I know both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're crazy.
If you ask anybody, ask people about body count. Okay. Oh, okay. It's just two. All
right, done.
That's what you want to go?
That was my question.
Oh, you're crazy. You lost your marbles today, didn't what you? You're crazy. Quick. How many? I have one more question.
Yeah, you're on
beautiful,
your third.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
If you could, I don't know, delete a creator off the face of the earth.
So basically,
from the TikTok community, but como se dice lived with you or, you know, had a clan with you or como se dice was in sway, who would it be and why? Como se dice, you only have six members, right? Like Bryce, with Griffin, you know Griffin.
I know Griffin.
Josh, Richards, Jaden, love Jaden. Who else? Keo,
from Quentin, that, Blake.
Yeah, from that clan, like, who would you honestly just erase off the face of the earth? No TikTok career, never met them. Since you want to get fucking crazy. Get
what do you want me crazy. To tweet? I'm not getting myself into stupid drama.
It's not drama. It's just a...
It's like... I love... Like, I honestly, genuinely...
Q, let's tweet. Q, let's tweet. Q. Why would you not answer that? It's so easy. You could say yourself.
Oh, it's so... What about you? From our little clan.
Who would I erase?
Yeah.
Because I think they just... I think they are destined for greater things besides TikTok. It would have to be Jaden. He's an artist, not a TikToker.
So that's how you would delete him off the face of the earth?
Shit. That was my question.
What did you think?
I thought I meant to like erase their TikTok account, but okay.
Oh.
Let's get this tweet going.
You want me to tweet?
I haven't shat in 6 days. Just something light. Yeah, let's get crazy.
Someone said, don't give Larry your phone with like the writing emoji, like they're taking notes. I retweeted it so people know. Okay.
Come on, friend.
Oh, I'm going to give you a little fuck, marry, kill.
What?
Yeah. Here, Josh. Richards? Josh, Jaden, and Bryce. Let's see. Fuck, marry, kill. Go, go, go.
How many bullets do I get?
For the kill?
Mm-hmm.
Many as you want, enough to kill them.
All three of them. You know what?
Fuck, marry, kill.
I would marry Jaden because I feel like Jaden would be such a great husband and father to our child. Personally, I just like he gives dad vibes. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, he. What a weird. Oh, that's a weird connection. Just a weird placement, don't you think? Jaden and Josh. Josh,
they don't have to see each other.
I would have to, you know, sneaky link, super, the sneakiest of links. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sneakiest of links.
Yeah.
And then Josh, off with his head, or Bryce, off with his head. off of this
off of this head. I'm sorry, BH. You gotta go. Get the fuck out of my face. That made me sweat. I got nervous. I don't know why. I feel like they're outside watching me.
All right, so that pretty much sums up this episode. You kind of get like a little gist of
what we are,
what we're here,
to the table.
Yeah, literally. what we're bringing, and how these episodes will go. Obviously, this is our first episode, so as we learn, as we understand more about what you guys want, not only that, about the dynamic of us two.
Yes,
I think you guys will get a lot more creative stuff from us, but not only that, we'll bring in guests and everything.
And please, if you guys have any ideas of what you want to see me and Noah do, tweet us. We check Twitter too much. Tweet us ideas, concepts, questions, anything you want us to talk about, but no, nothing too crazy. Let's keep it PG.
Get crazy.
You want to get crazy?
Let's get crazy.
Bucket. Let's talk about. Let's Bucket. Get nasty.
Okay. But yeah, that was pretty much it for this episode. So you guys know what to do. Leave the ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff. And yeah, I guess we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. I love you.
See you guys.